Virgin Radio.
Live across the UK.
Is Virgin Radio.
I'm holding on, and I don't wanna let
Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
Literally Paul Weller. Literally. I'm being told, guys, I'm being told that there are now only three members of S Club 7. Is this true? Apparently. It's the core three members, though. Bradley, Tina and Joe. For me, they were S Club. I mean, I don't... Lots to call in about today. Bands you have seen with diminished numbers. I mean, I saw the Beach Boys 2 weeks ago. There was only one original member. I mean, really. 0333 00 00 00. The best B-sides. 0333 00 00 00. It's the same number each time. I don't know why I keep saying it. To hammer home to you guys that if you don't phone up, it's literally a man who is 1 week shy of being 44 talking to himself and having a breakdown on the radio. Bands your sisters liked, and have you ever met a Rolling Stone? Gatford's called in. Good evening, Gatford. Hang on one second. Let's try this one.
Goody afternoon, Ian.
Yes, goody afternoon. It is goody afternoon because it's we haven't crossed... Shut up. We haven't crossed the 5 o'clock afternoon-evening threshold yet. Thank you for upholding that. Gatford, yep. Regular listeners to my talk radio show will know you are officially, and this is great, it's in the Guinness Book of Records, you are officially the dullest caller ever to phone a radio station, which means you're kicking off my Virgin show with very low sights. What have you got for us this afternoon?
Well, I thought I'd start low level and then you can build up to a crescendo later.
That's great, Gafford.
Yep, thank you. The best B-side ever.
Yes?
Yep. We Will Rock You by Queen.
That wasn't a B-side.
It was a B-side to We Are The Champions.
No, it wasn't. You're blowing my mind. That was a hit single. That was an A-side.
No, it was a B-side.
We Will Rock...
I have it.
We Will Rock You was a B-side. If I find out, Gatford, that it was a double A-side, I'm going to come down to your house. I know you only have 9 toes. I don't mean to make light of the disabled, but I will come and I will kick your 9-toed ass.
Well, you are very welcome to do that, because I'm right.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if that is correct, We Will Rock You by Queen was a B-side, then the whole universe has just imploded on itself. Is that... Oh, hang on a minute. Oh! Are we playing Mount Munga Munga by Survivor? It sounds like it. Oh! Yes. 0333 00 00 00. The best B-sides... have you ever seen a band with diminished membership? And there are really only 3 members of S Club 7 now? You can text as well, 87222. Start your text with the word Virgin. I'm Ian Lee. Enjoy.
Virgin Radio is on Facebook. Search Virgin Radio UK.
To the ground, you must find a way. when the darkness descends and you're told it's the end, you must find a way. When God decides to look the other way and a clown takes the throne, we must find a way. Face the firing squad against all the odds, you'll find a way. Dig down, dig down, dig down, and find faith when you're close to the edge, or with a gun to your head, you must find a way. When friends are fear on the ground and they try to divide us, we must find a way. We have entered the fray and we will not obey. We must find a
Yep, that's Muse, isn't it? I mean, that's happening. That's happening. Can I say we are probably Virgin Radio, Ian Lee here, by the way, probably the only radio station to go from Muse straight into Herb Alpert. I mean, what are the chances of that, dear listener? 0333 00 we are asking, have you seen diminished numbers of bands? The best B-sides in the world? Bands your sisters liked? And have you ever met a Rolling Stone? Simon's on the line. Good afternoon, Simon.
Hello, Ian. How's it going?
It's Simon. I'm going to be honest. I would rather be in a park with a lovely can of fizzy pop, watching my children fight... because it's such a gorgeous day, but this is the second best. This is the second best.
Well, I'm saying a Leicester service station.
Ooh,
so, you
glamorous,
know,
glamorous.
On my way back up north. Just asking.
It's a hobby.
Yeah,
it's
no,
a hobby.
You've got to get those things clear, though, don't you?
You've certainly do. Yes, Simon. Yeah, what have you got for us?
You were talking about bands with diminished members.
yes.
The one I've seen most recently is The Sweet. It's got Andy Scott. Is still rolling.
Now, I'm not that familiar with the members of The Sweet. What does he do?
He's the one of the guitarists.
Okay. So that's an important member.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still really good. Well, you know, fairly important. Yes. Yeah, you know, Wigwam Bam and Ballroom Blitz and all the...
But hang on, he was the only original member.
He's the only original member still in the band. Yeah, yeah.
How much did you pay to see one member of The Sweet?
Nothing, because I know the lead singer.
No, well, they're perfect. In that case, absolutely perfect, Simon. You can't argue with that. Any others?
Not that I can think of. S Club 7, man. Three members of S Club 7.
But it's
awesome.
The key three members. It's Bradley, Tina and Joe. That, for me, when I think of S Club 7, those are the three I think of.
And, you know, whenever you're having a party, it's always got to be an S Club party.
There ain't no party, Simon. I don't need to finish that sentence, do I, dear listener? This is Ian Lee on Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks. New music.
I'm just letting everyone soak in the vibe of that song. It's a nice song. Soak in the vibe of the song, for goodness. People, everyone here is panicking. He's forgotten. He's not seeing that the song's ending. He's too busy playing because he's got a Wonder Woman head thing on that he found in the studio. He's busy playing Wonder Woman. Good film, by the way. I saw it this week. No. I hadn't forgotten at all. Well, I was just thinking, music radio these days. Good afternoon, by the way. My name is Ian Lee. Welcome to Virgin Radio. Music radio these days is so frenetic, so frantic, so full of the hits that I just thought, wouldn't it be nice just to have a moment, just to have a moment to let the lightning seeds kind of waft off into the cosmos and we sit back and we relax. Yes, you agree? Thank you very much indeed. If you've just tuned in, we're 30 minutes in and already all of our minds have been blown, dear listener, by finding out that We Will Rock You was a B-side. Unbelievable. Busy show that so far. You can call in, you can text in any time you want. Two calls so far this week, one more, and we equal the amount we got in a full 3 hours last week. Beautiful. So this is what we're discussing tonight and today, and you can call in about this or anything you want. We are asking the best B-side. You go hard, be hard pushed to find a better one than We Will Rock You. Bands your sister liked. Have you ever met a Rolling Stone? Everyone's met a Beatle. Everyone's seen Paul McCartney strolling through the streets of Liverpool, or Ringo Starr flicking the V's at someone at an airport. But have you ever met a Rolling Stone? 0333 00 00 00. And also, and this is the one that's got me the most excited, have you ever seen a band with diminished numbers of members? My parents saw the Drifters in the 80s, and I don't think there were any actual original members of the Drifters in that band, the Drifters, that night. Give us a call, 0333 00 00 00. You can text as well, 87222. Start your text with the word Virgin. I'm Ian Lee, this is Virgin Radio.
Swims round your head every night. radio. Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
Can't win them all. This is Ian Lee on Virgin Radio. I should say, dear listener, if you like the timbre of my voice, talk radio weeknights from 10. Oh, I don't want to steal business away from the big V, but talk radio weeknights from 10. Ever met a Rolling Stone? Sean says, someone introduced me to someone as Charlie Watts. It turned out to be Charlie Harper of the UK Subs. I mean, if you've ever been introduced to someone as a Rolling Stone and it wasn't, oh, 333-00-333-00. Then this is, this has got absolutely nothing to do with anything, which is fine. Dominic on Twitter says, there was a folk duo I saw in a pub once called Me and Him. The intro was, I'm him and he's me. Then they played I'm a one-man band. I mean, And someone on Twitter said they went and saw an ABBA tribute band, only had one man, and he pretended to be both Benny and Bjorn. That's multitasking. Let's go to Geeky Girl. Good afternoon, Geeky Girl.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Gigi.
Hey, it's strange calling up in the daytime.
It's strange being conscious at this time and not holding an Xbox controller. But, I'm here until 7 o'clock, and goddammit, Geeky Girl, this really is the only place to be right now. What have you called in for? What have you got?
Well, first of all, I didn't think I could follow Nickelback, but that jaunty bed music's made it easier.
I know, it's a tough act to follow, but you're doing an excellent job of combating their fifth-form poetry. Yes.
Thank you. I shall try.
We got. Well, I tell you what's up next, though. Journey, Don't Stop Believing, one of the greatest songs of all time. Genuinely one of the greatest songs.
That is a classic. I
yes,
love that one.
Absolute classic. Classic on Virgin. What have you called in for?
Well, about your B-side.
Yes.
There's a tiny group. I don't know if you've heard of them, but the Beach Boys, God Only Knows.
Yes.
That was a B-side.
Let me just run that through my Beach Boys computer brain. Hang on.
I think it was.
You know what? I think you're absolutely right. It was a B-side. What was the A-side to it?
It's got, Wouldn't It Be Nice.
Wouldn't it? But what was the A-side to it? I'm joking. Do you know what? I think you're right. God Only Knows one of the greatest songs of all time was a B-side.
I got one.
You got one, Geeky Girl. Thank you for that. O-triple-three-double-O-triple-three-double-O. You can text in as well, 87222. Start your text with the word virgin. God Only Knows was a B-side. Flippin' heck. We're not including double A-side, so don't phone in and say Penny Lane. We're not having that. That's not happening, OK? You're listening to Ian Lee on Virgin Radio. I'm here until 7 o'clock.
This is Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting,
looking down the boulevard. Their
shadows searching in the night.
Songs that it just need to be played loudly, huh?
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Speed like people.
would say that this is better than...
Don't Stop Believing.
Hey Jude by the Beatles, yeah, I would say. As we can do that as a phone-in. Songs that are better than Hey Jude by the Beatles.
That's a good phone-in, I like that one.
This is Ian Lee on Virgin Radio. You can call in about anything. I hope you picked up it's kind of a relaxed vibe today between 4 and 7. I'm throwing this stuff out there, and if you want to call in about it, you're more than welcome to. But if you've got something else you want to call in about, you can do that. 0333 00 0000. It costs you pennies, and we call you back. So, you know, I should just say, one of the things that I have been talking about are bands with diminished members. I'm a big fan of 60s bands, so whenever I go and see them, there's always one less member than there was the time before. I took my two children to see the Beach Boys a couple of weeks ago at the Royal Albert Hall. There was only one original Beach Boy in there. There were 12 men on stage. Most of them were younger than me. And it's, we kind of accept that now. When you go and see The Who, of course, there are only two members of The Who. When you go and see Queen, there are only two members of Queen, despite there being three members of Queen who are actually alive. I'm being told that tomorrow... S Club 7 are playing, but is now S Club 3. It's the key three, the core three members of S Club. It's Bradley, it's Tina, and it's Joe. Yeah. Now Johnny is telling me on Twitter that there is now a group called Boys Life.
Huh?
That's Brian McFadden and Keith Duffy. Boys Life. Boys Life.
back again. Can't make it back again from everything now.
Classic tracks,
new music.
Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio.
For more. I was excited to be part of your world, to belong, to be loved, but mostly the two of us. Something I was doing for a reason at all. They had me hired on a Discord call, but you talked, I'm gonna let you go. So Picasso, Michelangelo, something about the juice you wore. Shiny, shiny bangers on your wrists, and at the masquerade ball, you trapped in a vault and an end to your career. Suddenly you're out of the woods.
I am gonna say that that was Phoenix, because I wouldn't. Oh! They were winding down. They were totally. That was a wind down, guys. And then back to
Kate Matthews.
Yep. Okay, the intellectuals are listening. Samira Ahmed of BBC Radio 4 has tweeted her favourite B-side is Blondie, Heart of Glass. The B-side is called Rifle Range. I don't know it. But then Barry Chuckle, not the real Barry Chuckle, I have to stress that. It's a fake Barry Chuckle account on Twitter, says that his favourite B-side is by Staveley Makepeace. Now, I found it. It's 38 seconds long. Let's see why this is his favourite B-side. It's called Greasy Haired Woman.
Greasy haired woman, wash your hair in some lemon shampoo.
I think this is a first for Virgin, by the way, playing Staveley Makepeace.
Greasy haired woman, wash your hair in some lemon shampoo.
There we go. That's Barry Chuckle's favourite B-side ever. Oh, 333-00 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call about that. Very, very light on Rolling Stones sightings. Ever met or seen a... If you've seen a Rolling Stone in a supermarket, man alive, you jump to the front of what is, let's be honest, a very short queue. Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks, new music.
This is Virgin Radio.
Let's be honest. The best band of the 80s, 90s, I would say. I mean, come on. What a song. What a song, what a voice. What a great couple of guys. How can you not love that? If this were my car, right, if this radio show were happening in my car, it would be weird, but B, that song would be on repeat now for the rest of the journey until my children threw up with disgust, which they do from time to time. This is Ian Lee on Virgin Radio. If you're enjoying this, you can listen to me weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio. But for today, I'm here until 7 o'clock and you can call in about anything. A little recap of the things I have tossed out there today. The best B-side. Ever met a Rolling Stone? And bands you have seen with diminished numbers. S Club 7 are touring. There's only three of them. There's only three of them. I mean, thousands. It's with great trepidation we go to Pat. Good afternoon, Pat.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm in the woods. I can't find my dog. It's a little Westie.
You're in the woods and you've lost your dog?
Yeah, my little Westie, Rose.
Rose?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. What does she look like?
She's white and she's a Westie.
Okay, hang on a minute. I've got a Westie.
Yeah?
We're dog brothers.
Well, we've got so much in common, haven't we?
No, just that. Just that. Just that.
Ian?
Yes, Pat?
I'm out of breath, but she's a rare for me in the woods.
Oh, okay. Well, how long ago, when was the last time you saw her?
2 hours ago.
Oh dear! I've got a feeling that dog may have been. Let's not think the worst.
If anyone sees a Westie called Rose,
yes, okay.
Well, they just keep hold of her.
Is she chipped?
Yes, but she's probably digging something up.
Okay, well that's right. Thank you, Pat. This is the problem with dogs, you see. They go off and you lose them and you can never find them. We've got a Westie, and buying that dog was the biggest mistake I ever made. She's a pain in the... I mean, really, it's... they're just... you feed them and they poop and that's it. Ah... 0333 00 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We'll have a little look through the papers in a little bit, please. Please. And I know it's, you know, it's sunny and it's hot and you're listening in your cars or in your back gardens thinking, well, why should I phone this, this sad case up? Why should I? And the reason is because if you don't, it's literally a man a week shy of 44. I'm going to be 44 next week. Sweet Lord. It's literally a man talking to himself in a studio. And is there anything more pathetic than that?
Virgin Radio is on Instagram.
Just search Virgin Radio.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her tap was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Oh, what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people? You wanna see whatever common people see? Wanna sleep with common people? You wanna sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand. She just smiled and held my hand. I went to the flagship of the shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some packs and played some pool. Pretend you never went to school. Still you never get it right. It's when you're laid in bed at night watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop.
Easy, 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 easy. Easy, easy. There we go. 0333 00 is the phone number. I'm not saying it any slower, guys, because if you can't write down the number in time it takes me to say that, I'd be honest, I don't want to talk to you. You don't meet our skill set levels that we've set for the show this afternoon. Good afternoon, this is Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio. Best B-sides. Groups with diminished numbers. I like 60s groups, so they're all dead. Here we go. This is something for a nation that's struggling with alcohol abuse. Yeah. It's would you call this a handbag? I mean, yes, it's a handbag with a secret compartment for booze. Oh, well done. Do you get hip flasks anymore? I mean, I don't mean hipster. I mean, hip. With the prospect of a hot summer ahead, what's a girl to do when she's out and about and is an alcoholic? I mean, and fancies a refreshing tipple. Help could be at hand in the shape of this bag, which looks like an expensive designer tote, but has a secret compartment which dispenses wine. Jeez. The 60 quid Porto Vino wine purse, jeez, comes with a concealed insulation pouch that can contain, flipping heck, 1.5 litres of wine. 1.5 litres of wine in a bag. The wine is dispensed from a tap concealed behind a flap. All you need is a cup or a glass. Or you can just put it on the edge of the table and lie underneath it. This is a social accessory, said the inventor, to be shared with friends. So one bottle wasn't enough and boxed wine would be too large and heavy. Sweet Lord! I haven't had a drink for 13 years. This would have killed me. What a way to go. What a way to go with your liver packed in. People simply pour their alcohol into a spout at the top of the bag. The pouch itself is hidden by a zippered seam, but the makers say that the Porto Vino has the added bonus of looking like an ordinary bag, so people don't necessarily have to fill it with wine. This is outrageous behaviour.
Virgin Radio. Classic tracks.
New music.
Small, my dreams don't know fear.
I got my heart in
We talk about diminished bands, of course, and who could forget the fact that Take That... Now, hang on a second. Weren't there six members of Take That at the start? Wasn't there a sixth member? I'm getting blank looks from the other side, and even, I'm going to say it, shakes of the head to indicate, I believe that is universal language for no. But do you know what? I'm going to state, no. Someone may have even Googled it. Doesn't mean it's right. Here's the thing, kids, right? Just because it's not online, it doesn't mean it's not right, because they could have done that thing where you can pay now, you can pay a lawyer to clear up Google. So, Take That. We will definitely say that at one point there were five of them, and now there are only three of them. And yet, they still fill stadia. That's correct plural of stadiums. They still fill stadia. Imagine paying, you know, top... And I like Take That. We all like Take That. If you say you don't like Take That, well, then you are simply lying to yourself to try and look cool with all of your hipster friends. You pay £8.50 for a bowl of cereal. We all like Take That. I don't think I could go and see the three of them playing a concert. I think that would be a little bit... wouldn't it? A little bit... Three of S Club 7, oh, for sure. It's Bradley, Tina and Joe. I'm convinced, and I will bet dollar on this, not the band, I will bet a dollar on this, that at one point there was a sixth member of Take That. Can someone phone up Virgin Radio now and back me up? 0333 00 0333 00. By the way, that is always a great phone in. Members of bands that left, either they got booted out or of their own accord, just before the band got famous. Pete Best from the Beatles, anybody? Ha ha ho! You know why he got fired from the Beatles? Because he was too good looking. Wasn't because Ringo was a better drummer. Pete Best got fired because he was too good looking. Members of bands that left just before the band got famous, and I swear to you, I'm not lying, I'm convinced there was a sixth member of Take That. 0333 00 0333 00. This is Ian Lee on Virgin Radio. we officially now say good evening. We cross the 5 o'clock afternoon evening threshold. Up until five, it's good afternoon. Now it's good evening. So from all here at Virgin Radio, good evening. This is Ian Lee. You can normally hear me weeknights on Talk Radio from 10, but today, the suckers, and I said suckers, have given me the Virgin Radio studios until 7. 0333 00 Bands with diminished members, best B-sides, and I'm convinced there was a sixth member of Take That, but it turns out I may be horrifically wrong on that. Let's go to Dredge. Good evening, Dredge.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, Ian? For goodness sakes. That's a confusion. Yes, I'm good, thank you. What you got for us, Dredge?
Well, diminished bands.
Yes.
Bucks Fizz, I think, only have one member left, and then all these other people hanging about.
Well, now, hang on. It depends. Yes, I mean, Bucks Fizz are a confusing one, because there's Bucks Fizz, which have one member, but then there's another band with the other three members, but they're not called Bucks Fizz.
You said I was being confusing.
No? Well, hang on. There's Bucks Fizz. There's Bucks Fizz that's got one of Bucks Fizz in, and then there's, isn't it called formerly of Bucks Fizz?
The artists formerly known as Bucks Fizz, I think they are.
Yes, and they have three members of Bucks Fizz. So there are more members of Bucks Fizz that are in a group that isn't Bucks Fizz than are in Bucks Fizz.
Do you want to hear something even more complicated?
Oh, God, I don't know if my brain can take it, but go on, yes.
The artists formerly known as Bucks Fizz are now simply known as The Fizz.
Oh, my God. What are those birds in the background?
They're emus.
Thanks very much indeed for calling. We go to caller number 6 out of a possible 10. It's Dom. Good evening, Dom.
Hi, is that Ian?
Yeah, is that Dom?
Hi, Ian. Oh, thanks for taking the call. I'm a big fan, Mr. Collins. I love your show.
Yes?
I need advice.
Yeah, of course, Dom. You've come to the right place.
I'm going on holiday. I'm having a long weekend away.
Beautiful.
New Zealand.
Oh.
I need some advice on destinations to go.
Well, yes, okay. When are you planning on going?
Friday.
Okay.
And it's got to be a long weekend, because it's 24 hours each way, so I'm only there, actually there for the 47 minutes.
I believe there's a tie rack and a knicker box in the airport.
No. I'm going to spread my wings. I've got a choice of two places to go to.
Yes?
One's the capital, Wellington.
Yes?
And one's this, it's a Maori place. It's called, Tamatu Wakatangi Hangiku Yu, Tamatai Tori Bikaki Bikamonga, Arunaka Bakawana Wakatakatani, Madiko and Tenluka Mikatora.
I
decide which one to go to.
I would say, to save time, go to Wellington.
It'll be easy for the taxi driver.
Yeah, I think it would be, Dom. Thank you very much indeed. I mean, who... Is this the quality of Virgin's calls, really?
This is Virgin Radio.
Toes, lock the door.
second I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. Now I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just thought maybe we could find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise a tab. 'Cause I found someone to carry me home tonight. We are young, so
far be it for me to be a judge on what is sad and what is not sad, because I've got the biggest collection of monkeys memorabilia in the world. I mean, I once spent £2,000 on a monkey's guitar. I mean, it's ridiculous. Isn't it ridiculous? Isn't it? The door closes and you feel like falling down. I'll carry you home. He sounds like someone, that tonight. Guy. He sounds like someone, and I can't think who it is. He sounds like someone, and I cannot think who it is. Anyway, fireman. I refuse to say firefighter, because I'm not an American. I know we call them firefighters now, because there's men and women. I know, I've seen London's Burning. I know that they now have fire women. But I don't like saying firefighter. It feels inappropriate to me. I want to give these guys and gals the respect they deserve. Fireman Kevin Francis has built his own fire station to house his bumper collection of fire service memorabilia. This is... But I read this and I thought, sad case. And then I read it again, I thought, oh, yeah, legend. And then, reading it again, I'm not sure. Kevin, 45, a fireman of 27 years. Here we go. Here's a sentence. Has collected hundreds of helmets. make your own jokes up, please. Jackets and related items from services around the world. But when the collection got too big for their home, wife Kim, 44, begged him, please, Kevin, find alternative storage, I'm begging you. So Kevin from Andover, Hants, is that Hantfordshire? Where's Hants? Hantfordshire? Hertfordshire? No, that's Hearts. Hants. Berkshire? No. Came up with a solution, building his own £5,000 fire station in his back garden. He said, my wife didn't mind me collecting the memorabilia, but when we moved house, it had to go in the loft. My dad was a firefighter, and he helped me construct the shed, and Mum painted it. Mum painted it. There's a picture of Mum. Mum painted it. In Hants. Now the shed, complete with a fireman's pole, he's got helmets and a pole. And a well-stocked bar. Oh, I see. And a well-stocked bar. Suddenly it all makes sense, doesn't it? Is one of four finalists battling it out in the pub and entertainment section of Shed of the Year competition. Hang on. The finals will be shown on Channel 4 next year. What the hell is going on? Just close your eyes.
Doesn't matter where I go, I am calling all the poets in the battle. I am shouting to the world that I know that we won't be afraid to step into the fire when you can't see the light. So close your eyes, we're gonna run this fight. We live our lives, yeah, we're not wasting time. We've lost our minds. We're gonna get what we can. Soldier up. Got mud on your face, big disgrace.
put your bag into your place.
Radio. Live across the UK.
Is Virgin Radio.
Some things are long forgotten. Some things were never said. We were on one endless road.
but I had a wandering heart. I said we were opposite lovers. You kept trying to prove me wrong. Just know that I want you. Don't take it out on me now, 'cause I blame it all on myself. And I had a fear of forgiveness. I was too proud to say I was wrong. But all that time is gone. No more fear and control. I'm ready for the both of us now. So just know that I want you.
why I'd pressed the button.
That was why
I had pressed. Honestly, for goodness sakes, dear boss of Virgin Radio, please reply to my emails when I ask you for a 3-hour Tijuana special. I mean, 3 hours of this. Forget your Nickelbacks. Forget your Dodgies. Forget your Madness and Charlatans we've got coming up. 3 hours of Herb Alpert.
That's what we want, guys.
Here's the thing. if you want to live longer, and I think, where are we now? It's 12 minutes past six. We can just get away with this story. If you've got young people listening, put cotton wool in their ears, slap their legs and send them off to bed. Women who regularly have live longer, a study suggests. Now, who's done a study on... I know what we're going to do, is I'm going to study women who have sex and see how long they live. Who's going to do a study on that? Perverts, that's who. That's who. Scientists, it says here. Oh, yeah, that's science. We've cured cancer, we've cured AIDS, now we're going to study bonking. Okay. They use the word romps in this story. Romps. No one... Hey, do you fancy going home and having a romp? No one says romps. Romps. I want to compile a book of words you only get in newspaper stories. And top of the list, it's going to be romps. Scientists have found frequent romps boost lifespan by protecting your DNA. US researchers quizzed 129 women aged between 20 and 50 about their sex lives and carried out blood tests. Hang on a minute, how do they know if they're going to live longer if they're 20? I'm beginning to suspect that this whole science thing is utter, utter bullshine. That's what I'm guessing. The study focused on special types of blood that I can't pronounce. The researchers found women who had sex during the course of the week-long study had better blood, meaning they would probably live for longer. Scientists reckon regular romps could help blokes live longer too. And here comes the science part, guys. This is the reason why it works. Scientists believe the possible reason sex is good for longevity of life, that is that it reduces stress. Oh, God, no, 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 no. I am never more stressed than when there is the possibility of a sexual encounter. Oh, God, my stress levels go through the roof. Oh, it's awful. It's a nightmare. I think we've got as close to the line as we could at 6:15 on Virgin Radio. 0333 00 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Diminished groups. We still haven't found anybody who's ever seen a Rolling Stone. What the hell is wrong with you guys?
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. And I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you. As soon as I wake up, every night, every day, I know that it's you I need. That we can say so much without words. Bless you and bless me. Bless the bees and the birds. Love, love, love.
Virgin Radio, online at virginradio.co.uk.
That's right, the Charlatans, followed by Mason Williams and Classical Gas. That's a mashup. Who'd have thought the Charlatans would still be going? And for goodness sakes, I'm glad they are. I'm glad that... We've had loads of bands today, actually. At the time when they were happening, everyone thought, well, these bands will never last. Erasure and the Charlatans, to name but two, who are still probably, you know, they've all got new records out and everything. I'm such an old man, I say new records. Here's something I've noticed as an old man, that you, the kids, and I know there's loads of kids listening to this show, and by kids I mean people between the ages of 15 and 25, Generation X, I think they are known as, you don't smile anymore, you don't smile. When I go and do live shows, I'm doing one in Birmingham tomorrow, and people afterwards come up and say, Ian, please, can we have a picture? Because my mum used to tell me about you when you were on the telly 20 years ago. I say, of course, come have a picture. And I stand there smiling like a lunatic, and they all do duck face. You know, the pout. They do duck face. Well, it's in the newspapers. It's science. And I'd spotted this. It's a sad feature of modern life, but thanks to selfies, we appear to be smiling less, it says on page 27 of the Daily Mail, if you want to read along with me. Technology is changing how we present ourselves, an expert claimed, with the so-called duck face, an exaggerated pout, replacing the Cheshire Cat grin. Professor Colin Jones said smiling had become cliché. What? Imagine it when we land on Mars and we find out there are actually aliens there. Instead of smiling and waving, we're going to do duck face and point to our mouth. That's what we're going to do. He said we were more likely to adopt the kind of frosty glare associated with public figures such as Anna Wintour. No idea. No idea. For God's sakes, guys. Hashtag bring back the smiles. Stop the pouting. That's what we need. Hey, it's the last 36 minutes of the show before the Mac twins come in. I really want to say the Mac lads, but boy, oh boy, that's a completely different act, and I don't think they'd be allowed on national radio. If you want to call, you can do, but do you know what? I'm not going to tell you guys the number. I don't think you deserve it. My name's Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio. Classic tracks.
New music.
Virgin Radio. This is Virgin Radio.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember.
Thank you.
Virgin Radio.
I do my makeup in somebody else's car. We order different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth.
Oh, they bite you, thought you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you. I wake up in a different bedroom. I whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth.
Oh, they bite you, thought you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you.
It's a very, very fruity show today, guys. Fruity, fruity. I tell you why. I mean, listen, it's after 6 o'clock. We can get a little bit sexy. Something for the mums, for the mums. Mums, I know who turns you on. I know your dirty little secret. I do. I know it. Because it's in the newspaper. It's a dirty little secret. And now it's out there, mums. Busted. Dr. Range. Yeah. You don't know Dr. Range. You're too young. But the mums know Dr. Range. The mums have all got the hots for Dr. Range. It's in the newspaper. It's a fact. A poll of mums has revealed the top five children's TV presenters they have the hots for. That's a strange survey. Mums, yeah, we're just asking, you know kids' TV? Yeah. You know the thing that your kids watch? Yeah. Who turns you on it? Sorry? Who turns you, what, on kids' TV? Yeah. Why are you asking that for? We just want to know, Dr. Range. I've not read this story. I bet Andy's on there. Andy's a beast of a man. The survey found Dr. Range came out on top. The 36-year-old star of CBeebies Get Well Soon pipped. I'm a dad, so I know all of these people. The 36-year-old star of CBeebies Get Well Soon pipped Mr. Bloom to the top spot. Mr. Tumble came in fourth. Andy Day, mate that came in. Mr. Tumblecake was the fourth sexiest person on Chill. You are having a laugh. For goodness sakes, what about Keith Chegwin? What about what about John Craven? Why were these people included? It's outrageous. Not enough songs then with everyone in the band going, hey, there should be more of that. And God damn it, if I ever get asked back to Virgin, I won't. I am. I'm back next Sunday. I'm doing the hijack. Turns out you don't have to run in with a gun, though, and shout, this is a hijack. You just choose 12 songs that you like and talk about them. That's why. This survey about mums finding kids' TV presenters hot is, I think, sexist, because why have none of the dads been asked about Katie, who presents I Can Cook? BBC Chief stepped in last year after mums left racy comments on the CBBS Facebook page about the hunky gardener, Mr. Bloom. Now, Mr. Bloom looks like Paul Weller, circa 1982, and sounds like one of the Wurzels. There's a reference for the teenagers. Here's one of the comments about Mr. Bloom, who has talking veggies. One wrote how she would love Mr. Bloom to feel her melons. I'm so sorry.
Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
Western night. Took a wrong turn and found surprise away. Now there's nothing in the way. In the way. In the way. In the way. When the walls come down. 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 You tore out my heart.
Steady, steady. I was so keen to tell the Mac twins to stop their potty mouths. And it has to be said. It has to be said. You have got very potty mouths.
Have we, do you think?
And I respect that, because we've literally just met. I saw you through the glass.
Yeah.
And then you've wandered in straight away. Effin and Jeffin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There were bombs all over the place.
Hello, working class Scotland.
Well done. Whereabouts in Scotland are you from?
From Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. And
have
not
you?
And not just when it was the festival.
The festival. Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't count if it's festival.
No,
time.
I've been there not when it was just the festival. I've got family in Edinburgh, and my dad's ashes are in Fife. That's near Edinburgh. Oh,
yes.
That's near Edinburgh.
Yeah.
I've crashed a car in Edinburgh.
Oh, all the life moments.
I've done all the things in Edinburgh that it's...
I knew there was a connection between us, Ian.
Yeah, I felt that.
That's
I felt that vibe. Even when you were dissing me for thinking there was a sixth member of Take That, I felt the connection between us.
Did anyone confirm your sixth member?
Yeah, loads of people did.
Loads.
You must have
inundated.
Not been...
Inundated.
Not been listening then. Honestly, they couldn't... We had to tell people to stop phoning and texting in.
Yeah.
Because there was just too many of them. You're on at 7.
We are.
You weren't here last week. I mean, you...
We were, you just missed us.
Yeah.
You'd left.
That was it. I had to put in the cassette and press play. Yeah. And then you were
then
here.
Then that happened. And we've just turned it into a beauty parlour. If you want a makeover, that's fine. Because we've got a gig after the show tonight. So we're, got to...
Okay. I could do with... I've got terrible skin at the moment. So a bit of exfoliant.
Foundation.
That would be nice.
A bit of a facial in the back. Fine.
That'll
you can
be
do that.
A bit of a steam. Do you do a steam?
Don't offer a steam, but we can put the kettle on if you want. You can put your face over it.
Wave a kettle under your face.
That's how we do it in Edinburgh.
Exactly.
You know?
Proper hard.
Yeah.
I believe that now, being a professional, I have to say, so what's coming up... Hang on a minute. What's coming up on your show at 7?
We're going to be talking... most of our friends are at field day today. We're not there because we're at work.
Yes.
Keep sending us videos.
You sound very bitter.
I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them. And we're going to a festival survivor guide because we're rubbish at festivals.
Yeah.
We just spend loads of money on burgers that are like £100 and, we don't go... We've got a friend Nathan, sort of guy that brings a digestive biscuit. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's organised and we feel like this year we're going to be more like Nathan.
I've never been to a festival.
Stop the bus.
Ian.
I've never been... I don't like sleeping. I don't like camping. I don't like being outside.
Right.
I don't really like music. The only advice I've got, if you're going to any festivals, is don't touch the brown acid. That's the only advice.
Don't go near that.
I don't like peeing in those toilets. I don't like anything to do with it. I'd rather sit at home and watch telly.
Have you heard of a shiwi?
I have heard of a shiwi.
Now, I found mine the other day, actually. I've never used it, but this year...
Why don't you give it away to one of the listeners?
Yes, sure. The used one. I want to do that.
There you go. Yeah. That's your competition.
What would you call it? What would you call it? Like a ventricle? Like, why would you say
a funnel?
Object? Because it's essentially a glorified funnel, isn't it?
I don't know if you can say a fanny funnel, but that's
I mean, that's what it is.
That's technically
that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
On that bombshell, I probably got myself sacked now.
Yeah, you have.
Thanks very much indeed for that. Yeah. We'll play... Oh, brilliant. It's Soul Wax. They're my favourite.
Yay!